It was a complicated process, and I'm very thankful for the Lum Brothers because they really know the Hawaiian side inside out. They're both musical virtuoso geniuses and also Hawaiian language poets, both of them. So for that part, I defer entirely, but there was a lot of back and forth. I mean, I think the translation process from when Nick first started on it until we had the final product, I think was like a year and a half long.
Tinikling, that's how you start the album. What would be the activity accompanying this song?
So the Tinikling is actually, it's a song that accompanies a really well-known popular dance that's performed in Hawaii. I think it's actually one of the most well-known Philippine folk dances in the world. Basically, there are two individuals who hold long bamboo poles and they tap it and slide it and click it against each other. And then you have dancers who are basically dancing in between the poles. I did that in high school for the Filipino club for May Day. Yeah, yeah.
Jumping in between the clacking poles and whatnot. A lot of local people have tried that little bit of experience of Filipino culture. And yeah. I see in the album this He Aloha Vau Iaoe that's kind of done in a Filipino style.
Uh-huh. In Ilocano, it's known as Dungdung Wenkanto, which is the first line, which means I love you. It's something that could be sung to a child because it's a lullaby, but it's like also a love song, but it's a very tender, affectionate type of love song. Definitely in Ilocos, anybody who hears the song will immediately know what the song is. There was a shift in meaning because some of the metaphors that were used in the original song, if you translate it literally into Hawaiian, it doesn't sound nice or it doesn't sound
like
right.
Like what? Like mongooses aren't beloved here as they are there or something like that?
One of the things is that love is described like a insect bite. So it's sort of like doesn't quite have the same ring in Hawaiian. So.
But they got a point there. They really do.
Yeah. One of the songs we picked, which is in the Hawaiian, it's Nona Kawa Kau. It's a duet. In the Ilocano, it's Binigan Bigat. It's actually a really well-known Philippine folk dance. We picked it, first of all, because it's such a great song. In Ilocano, the guy is telling the woman, find the coffin and take me to the street, because if you don't love me back, I'm going to die. You know, that sort of thing. And what's very funny about the song is she basically sings back, oh, what a pity, such a pity. I guess you're going to be dead. And that you can't say in Hawaiian. So Nick and Zach, I think they did a really great job of retaining that very heartfelt playfulness, but without the death theme. I want to mention one other song, which is Bahay Kubo. That one is probably the most well-known in the Philippines. Everyone learns it when they're a kid in school, and it's in Tagalog, it's about a grass hut, a nipa palm thatched hut that most Filipinos lived in until very recently. And it talks about all of the food that's grown around the house, all of the vegetables, the root crops, that sort of thing. So when that was translated into Hawaiian, I mean, this is one where I didn't even have to have a discussion with Nick and Zach. I told them, there are not Hawaiian words for half of these vegetables. And so instead of trying to make up stuff or trying to rewrite, why don't we have the song be about basically a Hawaiian grass hut talking about the canoe plants that would be grown somewhere around the hale. And so they agreed. And so Bahay Kubo has all of these canoe plants, you know, taro, sugar, kukui, muwala, ulu, all of these different plants. And then to sort of bring the canoe, you know, the concept of the Austronesian migration and stuff, Zach plays a Tahitian ukulele. So it has a very playful lightness to it. To an untrained ear might think, oh, this just sort of sounds like a Filipino rondalia sort of thing. But actually, if you go to the Philippine Rondalia people, they're like, what instrument is that? Because they're not so familiar with the Tahitian ukulele. So really, it sounds like it could be, but it actually, with the experts who have the trained ear, they're like, okay, this is definitely not Filipino. What is that?
Only in Hawaii.